这个礼拜五，嘉贞打电话给我。
The last Friday, Timothy called me.
我就临危受命站在这里。
So I received the order the last minute to speak up here.
他想要我交通一下这一年半当中我生病的情况。
He asked me to share with you the grace of God in the past 1.5 years in my life.
我们来读历代志。
And I'd like to read it.
对不起，我们来读列王记上下。
Second Kings.
五章。
Chapter 5.
我们先来读一到六节。
Verses 1-6.
亚兰王的元帅乃曼在他主人面前为尊位大，因耶和华曾他使亚兰人得胜，他又是大能的勇士，只是长了大麻风。先前亚兰人成群的出去，从以色列娶了一个小女子，这女子就服侍乃曼的妻。他对祖母说，巴不得我主人去见撒玛利亚的先知，必能治好他的大麻风。乃曼进去告诉他主人说，以色列国女子如此如此说。亚兰王说，你可以去，我也答信于以色列王。于是乃曼带银子使他连得金子6000舍克勒，衣裳10套，就去了，且带信给以色列王，信上说，我打发臣仆乃曼去见你，你见到这信就要治好他的大麻风。9-10节。于是莱曼带着车马，以撒打发了一个使者对莱曼说，你去在约旦河中沐浴7回，你的肉就必复原而得洁净。13-14节。他的仆人进前来对他说，我父啊，你若吩咐你做一件大事，你岂不做吗？何况说你去沐浴而得洁净呢？于是乃曼下去照着神人的话，在约旦河里沐浴7回，他的肉复原，好像小孩子的肉，他就洁净了。这是非常简单的一个故事。
It seems to be a simple story here.
亚兰王乃曼，元帅亚曼，
the commander of the army of the king of Aaron，
在今天就是所谓叙利亚这块地方，
and it's in the land of Syria。
他在万人之上，在一人之下。
He was under one man above millions。
他受到所有民众的爱护，因为他打胜了。
By many people in his country because he was an overcomer。
他打胜的原因是耶和华使他打胜。
And the reason why he was an overcomer because through him the Lord gave victory。
他在主人的面前也尊为大。
So he was honored in the eyes of his king.
他是何等尊贵的一个身份。
So he was a great man and honored by many.
但是他长了大麻风。
However, he had leprosy.
为了这个大麻风，我特别去考一下原证。
And I studied a little bit on this sickness.
我不知道弟兄姐妹看过大麻风没。
Have you seen any lepers before?
大麻风他在还没有在肌肉还没有完全萎缩之前呢，他身上会长白癣。
And the first sign of sickness was to have this white things appear on your skin.
我记得我以前住在我们家住在北投的有一块地方。
And I used to live in the northern part of Taiwan in the city called 北投。
那一块有一个地方呢，它专门是就是一些麻风病院，一些的人住在那里。
And there was this piece of land are isolated for those who have leprosy.
他们与世完全的隔绝。
They were isolated from the rest of the crowd.
他们也不敢去见人。
They dare not to see other people.
白天的时候我们看不到，也看不到他们有人出来。
And during the daytime, you don't see anybody walk out that facility.
晚上的时候可能有一些就慢慢人出来，他们就是身上就包裹了一些东西，你看不到他的脸长了什么样。
At night, some may come out of that facility, but they will be covered by veils.
在现今这个时代里面，这个病也是没有办法救。
Even till this day, leprosy has no cure.
在古代更是如此。
Not to mention back then.
这位亚兰的元帅乃曼，他居然得了这个大麻风。
And here the commander Naaman has contracted this disease.
说起来是寡人有疾呀。
And you can say he was one of the very few that contracted the disease.
他得了这个病不敢告诉任何人。
And he dared not to tell others when he had.
只有他的妻子知道。
Only his wife knew.
他们刚刚好打胜仗的时候从以色列掳了一个小女子。
And because they won so many victories, one time they brought back this slave from Israel.
这个小女子也没有人知道她的名字。
This young girl had no name in the Bible.
在历史上也没有任何的记载。
She wasn't recorded anywhere in the history either.
她知道她的祖母，也就是乃曼的妻子呢，知道她家里的主人发生了这么一件大事。
But because she served the wife of Naaman, so she knew what happened to the master.
他说我们以色列有一个神啊，有一个神人呢。
She said, you know, there was this man of God in our country.
可不可以去见以赛撒玛利亚的先知？
If only my master would see the prophet who is in Samaria.
他必能够治好这个大麻风。
He would cure him of his leprosy.
弟兄姐妹，我们现在知道两件事情。
Therefore, we know of two things here.
一件事情呢，就是这位乃曼得了这个大麻风。
First of all, Naaman had contracted disease, leprosy.
他自尊自大，在外人之上，一人之下。
He was highly regarded in his country.
但是他寡人有疾，却不足为外人道也。
But he had this sickness that cannot be shared with many.
这里面说到一件生病的事情。
So he had the sickness on him.
生病是没有办法去抵抗的。
And nothing he could do about it.
我不知道弟兄姐妹也生过病没有。
I don't know, have you ever been sick before?
生病让我们没有办法去抵抗。
A lot of times, sickness is something that you cannot fight against.
自己也非常没有能力。
It's like you are just not able to do anything about it.
前一阵子的时候，我知道 Tina 的儿子生了病。
Not too long ago, our dear sister Tina's son had a problem.
当孩子生病的时候，母亲是最为担忧的。
And mother's heart grieves the most when a child is sick.
当生病来临的时候，我们马上面临的一件事情就是死亡。
And many times, immediately after the sickness, it's death.
好像在这个21世纪里面，好像科学那么进步。但是我们面临死亡的时候却无以能力。
Even though our medical study is so advanced now in this 21st century, but many times facing death, we are helpless.
我们人都是这样。
That's the condition of entire mankind.
非常的软弱。
We are weak and vulnerable.
我们以为自己什么都能。
Sometimes we thought we are capable of doing all things.
也许我们有一点钱。
Maybe we have some wealth.
但是我们面临死亡的时候我们却无以能力。
But facing death, we are hopeless and helpless.
当死神慢慢来临的时候
，When the angel
death approaches, 我们也只有看着好像孩子的身躯就被这个死亡快要吞灭了。
We could do nothing but just witness what happened to our dying child.
这是我们软弱的光景。
That's the weakness of our condition.
这是我们人的光景。
And that is the condition of the entire mankind.
当一年半我前弟兄生病的时候
，A year and a half ago when I contracted the disease，
我没有能力
，I was helpless。
我的姊妹最后好像只有哭泣，对着这件事情的发生。
And my wife had no other way but cry facing what happened to us。
当乃曼的妻子知道他的先生有那么大的疾病的时候，死亡已经开始来临了。
And when like Naaman's wife knew of what happened to her husband, it's like she knew that death was approaching their family and there's nothing she could do. That was the tragedy of the mankind. When we see death approaching, we could do nothing but crying.
弟兄姐妹也许说我现在生活很好。
You may say, you know, I'm in a perfect condition right now.
我现在很健康。
I'm very healthy.
事业也很顺利。
And my career is doing great.
家庭每一个成员都非常好。
And every member in my household is doing well.
这个死亡可能从来也不会来临的。
And you felt death will never approach.
可是当我们慢慢年龄慢慢渐长的时候。
But as we age gradually.
你知道你死亡是不远的。
We know we're getting closer and closer to the death.
有一天我们要去面对这位死亡来临的时候。 你怎么样去面对它
One day we shall face death, and what are you going to do?
乃曼这位伟大的元帅
This great commander, Naaman,
他遇到了这件事情
encountered the problem.
他也许比较早一点遇到而已
Maybe he encountered the death at the earlier age than most people.
也许我们在这个死亡的列车我们是比较慢遇到而已
Yes, we are all on the same train, destined for death. Maybe we arrive later than others.
乃曼的妻子非常的着急。
His wife was very anxious about his condition.
他到了没有办法的时候，他就跟他的仆人这个小女子就提了这么一件事情。
She worried so much to the point that she would share her worry with her maid.
这位小女子是名不见经传，是从以色列，她不是是个战俘的一个国家的一个小女子带过来的一个女子而已。
And this young lady was nobody but a captive from Israel.
他就说我们以赛我们在撒玛利亚有一位先知啊。
But she told her mistress, you know, there is a prophet in our land.
在所有绝望的里面。
When all things are seems hopeless and helpless.
这小女子突然说哎我们那边有一个撒玛利亚的先知啊。
Her comment brought light into
her life. 可能会救你。
And we got this prophet in the land of Samaria. Maybe he's able to help you.
我们台湾有一首很流行的一首歌曲、啊、
And there was this famous secular song in Taiwan.
他说男人不要让女人流泪不知道弟兄姐妹听过这首歌没有、
I don't know have you heard about it. It says men don't make women cry.
我把它改一下
And I will change that a little bit.
弟兄不要让姊妹流泪
Brothers don't make your wife cry.
我发现在我们教会当中啊
And many times in the church life,
包括我自己
including myself,
经常会让姊妹们流泪
Many times, we brothers make our wives worry and cry.
经常会让姊妹担心
And make them worry about things in our lives.
我们没有尽本分
That's because we have not done what we're supposed to do.
对着身体没有尽本分
Many times we don't take good care of ourselves physically.
对家里没有尽本分
We're not doing what we're supposed to do for our family.
对着教会更没有尽本分。
And many times we come short of the responsibility in the house of God.
我们经常让姊妹们担心。
We make our wives worry all the time.
姊妹们说不要去。
For example, my wife may advise me, don't do certain things.
多穿点衣服。
Or make sure you put on extra clothing.
多吃一点。
Eat a little bit more.
弟兄们好像都再见。
It's like I cannot hear her.
我们也没有办法让家庭们有安全的感觉。
And it's like I cannot bring her a sense of security many times.
姊妹们经常的担心。
So my wife and worrying about me all the time.
更不要谈到教会。
Not to mention when we come to the house of God.
这是我们的责任。
This is our responsibility.
弟兄姐妹们，当乃曼他生了这个病的时候，他没有办法。
When Naaman was sick, he was helpless.
但是他妻子告诉他在撒加利亚有一位先知。
But his wife told him, you know, there was this prophet in Samaria.
乃曼就带了他的十他连德。
Therefore,
银子十他连德。
He brought a lot of things with him, 10 talents of silver.
金子6000克舍勒。
And 6000 shekels of gold.
十他连德的银子差不多有340公斤左右。
It's about 340 kilograms of gold he brought with him.
六千克舍德差不多有70公斤
and 70 kilograms of gold and the other one was silver
他就带着这些去见以色列的王
he brought all these precious things to see the king of Israel
弟兄姐妹当我们实在里面有需要的时候
therefore brothers and sisters when there are truly a need inside of us
我们要去看这位先知
go see the prophet
我们不是两手空空
don't go with empty hands
O, 里面是有准备的
Go prepared.
代表他里面的需要
Because that preparation signifies the need he had.
他需要被拯救
He needed to be saved.
在有一次参加祷告聚会的时候
One time in a prayer meeting in the church.
说到我里面的需要
I share with people my need.
说到我换肾的需要
And I need to have kidney transplants.
我们的姊妹就告诉她的室友
And one of our sisters shared with her roommate.
他室友呢就 告诉她的姐姐
and her
中国大陆的姐姐
share with her sister in China
就说有一个地方可以去换肾
and then they found out there are a place we can go to have kidney transplant in China
在这一年半当中好像是没有希望的突然有一点曙光了
therefore it's like in the past one and a half years I thought the condition was hopeless suddenly there was this light
辗转我就有机会就跑到中国大陆去
therefore I visited China last year
但是我们也是到了医院之后呢有那么多这个洗肾的病人
and there are so many patients that need the transplant
医生把你当做路人甲或者是路人乙
and we're nothing but a number to the doctors there
谁都不认识你们
nobody knew us
当我们第一次去见那个这个动刀的医生的时候
then when we first time we met with the surgeon for the first time
我的堂姐
my cousin
还有我的姊妹
and my wife
我从来没有做过这么一件大事情。
Because we have never made such an important decision before.
怎么样送红包给这个医生
？And we need to do something that the culture of China is to give bribe.
然后呢，我们跟这个医生谈话的时候
，So when we talk to the doctor，
故意把门先关起来。
We have first shut the door of the office，
不要让外面的人进来。
So that no people will interrupt.
然后就准备了钱。
And we prepared this gift of cash.
这钱一球从来没有做过。
This is something I never done before in my life.
我就把钱拿出来。
So I took out the money.
当然是用红包包起来。
It's red, in the red envelope.
然后我使个眼色。
And I gave him this glare.
Okay. 然后呢，就把钱给这个大夫。
And I hand him over the gift.
这个钱是很厚的，弟兄姐妹。
It was a pretty thick stack of cash I gave him.
可是这个医生却说 no。
But the doctor says no。
一方面我想我们这个做法也非常拙劣。
And on one hand, I guess we weren't very skillful。
但是我是跟弟兄姐妹交通就是说，你要有诚意。
But we have to have sincerity when we do that。
乃曼他带了340公斤的斯塔连德。
Therefore, here Naaman, you see, he brought so many gold and silver with him。
他是非常有诚意的。
He was sincere in his visit.
因为他知道他里面的需要。
Because he knew the need that he had.
于是呢，在第九节他就说，乃曼就带着马车见到了到了以利沙的家。
Therefore, he went with his horses and chariots and stopped at the door of Elisha's house.
但是以利沙却没有见这个人。
The thing is, Elisha did not come out and meet with him.
他就打发一个使者。
Instead, he sent a messenger.
他说：“你到约旦河去沐浴七回。”
To say to him, "Go wash yourself 7 times in the Jordan."
七回。
7 times.
一点也不少，一点也不多。
Exactly 7 times.
乃曼他却非常的发怒。
But Naaman was very angry.
他说：“你倒不来见我，我是大元帅。”
He said, "I'm the commander in charge, and you don't even bother to come out and meet with me."
我这个亚南王，我们的地方有那么多河，我可以去洗。你为什么要劝我到以色列的河来洗
？Don't we have rivers in Damascus? Why do I have to come to your river Jordan to be washed?
但是他的仆人就跟他说。
But his servant told him.
他说：“我父啊。”先知若吩咐你做的一件大事，你岂不做呢
？It's my father. If the prophet had told you to do something great, wouldn't you have done it?
要放下他里面一切的自尊自大。
So let go of your pride.
他里面觉得自己是多么的了不起。
He thought he was a great man.
但是一定要到他的河里面去洗七回。
But he had to go to the Jordan to be washed for 7 times.
那个河是那么样的浊
，It was not a very clean river.
一定要洗七次，
and、
一次也少不了。
And he stayed in there for 7 times.
也许那个河非常的冷
，and maybe it was cold at that time.
但是他却要洗七次。
But he had to go down there and wash himself 7 times.
好像那么简单的一个故事，他洗了七次。
So he did for 7 times.
洗了七次，好像小孩子的肉就完全的痊愈了。
And then his skin was completely restored and become clean like that of a young boy.
这是非常的不容易。
That was something very uneasy.
他放下他里面一切的自尊。
First, he had to let go of his pride.
他以为他自己很了不起。
Because he was an honorable man.
当他放下的时候。
When he let go of his pride.
神就做了奇妙的
事。God was able to heal him.
当我去年去中国大陆的时候。
And last year when I went to China.
我们对中国大陆我从来也没有去过。
I never visited that country before.
啊，对于中国大陆好像是一个神秘的一个地方。
To me, that place is like a mystery.
去的地方好像是我们历史上的课本所学过的。
I only heard about or read about in the book.
当我们去的时候。
So when we went.
才知道哇，中国大陆有那么长足的进步。
And we noticed how advanced the country has become.
当我们到了那个地方，啊，才发现他们讲的话跟我们讲的是一样的呀。
And when we got there, we realized they spoke the same dialect as ours.
他长的样子跟我们也是一样的。
And they look exactly like us.
啊，这是中国人嘛。
Because they are Chinese.
啊，到了那边之后。
When I got there.
才发现有很多的地方要学习。
And realized I have to learn so much. From that culture.
你要放下所有的一切。
I had to be willing to give up everything.
过去的观念思想。
And let go of my old concepts.
他们虽然讲的话跟我们是一样。
They may speak the same dialect.
可是想法有的时候是不太一样的。
But they sure have different way of thinking there.
但是我们去了那边有一个目的。
And we went there with a goal in mind.
就是要换肾。
Which is to have my kidney transplanted.
当我去的时候里面只有一个盼望。
Therefore, when I went with the hope in my heart,
我说主啊，
I said, Lord,
如果可行，我愿意做任何我可以做的。
If it's all right with you, help me to do what I need to do.
所以我到那边之后，就尽量的去配合那边的医生。
Therefore, when I go there, I try to work with them according to their system and culture.
我跟弟兄姐妹交通这件事情。
And the reason why I'm sharing this with you.
虽然在这一段的那么长的一个路程里面
，In the past 18 months，
是非常的不容易。
It has not been easy。
啊，弟兄姐妹看到我每一次的时候，精神都非常的好。
Every time when you see me here, you notice that I'm pretty energetic。
但是每一次我洗完肾的时候
，But every time when I finish dialysis，
我的血压就非常的高。
My blood pressure will become so high。
头也非常的痛。
And I will have severe migraine。
有时候痛的时候没有办法睡觉。
And to the point I couldn't even sleep.
是非常的不容易。
It has not been easy.
但在过程里面。
But in this process.
我里面只有一个感觉。
I only have this feeling.
我们不能够让自己的亲人担忧。
We should not worry our loved ones.
在那么年轻的岁月里面。
And when we're still young.
我们只有一个目的。
We only have one purpose.
就是要服侍我们的主。
Which is to serve our Lord with all we have.
当你身体软弱的时候。
Even though you may be physically weak.
你自己却不能有任何的动弹。
You cannot do much.
当你躺在病床上的时候。
When you're lying on the bed.
你却不能动。
You cannot move.
你想做的事情却不能做。
You are not able to do things that you want to do.
你每隔一天的时候必须在某一段时间里面必须在那里。受到捆绑。
And every other day you have to spend some time to have dialysis. It's like you're under bondage for hours.
是非常不容易的。
It has not been easy for us.
啊，可是在这段时间里面。
But in this period of time.
我从来也没有想过我会这样。
I never realized I will have this condition.
我只有一个目的。
I only have one purpose.
就觉得我要快好起来。
That I want to recover as soon as I can.
虽然是那么样的不容易。
Even though it was not easy.
啊，尤其在等这个换肾的过程里面。
Especially when I'm waiting for the kidney to be available.
啊，每天祈求祷告有奇迹的出现。
Every day I pray, Lord, grant me a miracle.
好像奇迹从来没有临到我。
But it's like miracle never come upon me.
你每天所面临到的都是一切的死亡。
And every day you encounter nothing but death.
许多的病人他之所以肾枯竭的原因 都是因为糖尿病或者是高血压。
And many times people are waiting for the kidney to be available. They have a weakness of their kidney because they have other side effects such as diabetes or high blood pressure.
这些的病人都几乎都截肢了。
And to a point, they need to be amputated.
截肢的过程里面，你跟他们一起坐在那边去洗肾的时候。
And you know, while those people have been cut off part of their members of their body, and we are all together getting dialysis done.
病人的手也许截肢了，
Some
或者是腿截肢了。
May have lost part of their arms or part of their legs.
你每天所看到的都是这样的病人。
So when you sit there, you saw people around you are like that.
死亡好像每一天在那边接近。
And you sense the approaching of death.
我说主啊，我好像都不是。高血压，我也不是糖尿病。
I said, Lord, I don't have high blood pressure, neither do I have diabetes.
我是因为我的血发生了问题。
I have a problem because there's a problem in my blood.
我的血，他们把它每一个单字都有特别的意思。我没有去考察哈，它的名字叫做 PN 卡。
And there's this index called PN 卡 in my blood test.
当 PN 卡是 positive 的时候，它就侵蚀我的肾。
When the result of PNCA test is positive, means it's attacking my own kidney.
当我的肾被它完全的打败了以后，
And when my kidney is completely taken down by my own immune system, it will lose its function.
这就是我一年半以前发生的情况。
That's what happened to me and what we found out a year and a half ago.
当医生宣布说你的肾已经没有什么用了。
When my doctor told me your kidney has lost its function completely.
现在唯一就是盼望你这个 PN 卡变成negative.
The only hope we have is that your PN 卡 index will become negative soon.
你才有机会来换肾。
Then you will become a candidate qualified for kidney transplant.
神医治我们的时候不是像奇迹一下马上就把你医治好。
Many times when God heals us, it's a process. He doesn't heal us just like that in one instance.
他先从PN 卡 positive 变成 negative.
God's way on my case is that he first changed PN 卡 from positive to negative.
使我有资格在换肾的名单里面有份。
So I'm qualified to be a kidney transplant candidate.
神做的事情是很奇妙的。
God does things marvelously and wonderfully.
在我们的想法就是说，好像马上动一个手，神迹就出现了。
Usually our mind would say, Lord, just you know, do and just change me and completely heal me.
前弟兄就跟正常人一样。
And I become normal in no time.
可是神做的是慢慢的。
But God does a gradual work on me.
在我内心的深处说，我说主啊，你实在做了一件奇妙的事。
So from the depth of my heart, Lord, you are doing something wonderful on me.
使我能够在换肾的名单上有份。
Now I'm qualified to be a candidate for kidney transplant.
这是非常不容易的。
That's not easy.
弟兄姐妹也觉得好像是positive 变成 negative 是很简单的。
To you, maybe changing from positive to negative is easy.
我姊妹跟经历了这样慢慢的经历的过程里面。
And in this gradual process, both me and my wife
是非常的不容易。
No, that wasn't easy at all.
当我们经历在这个过程里面，我们知道神在做奇妙的事。
And in this process, we witness how God is doing something marvelous on us.
也许我们可以像奶奶一样跳到河里面七回，就马上痊愈了。
And sometimes we wish we can be like Naaman, just jump into the river and wash ourselves seven times, and it's all done with.
可是神不是做这样的事。
But that wasn't how God did on us.
当我们里面有许多的贪婪。
Many times because there are problems within us, such as greed.
有许多的诡诈。
Or wickedness.
神要做慢慢的。
It takes time for God to work on us. He wants to cleanse us gradually.
这是我们一生要走的路。
And that is the way of our life.
当死亡慢慢逼近我们的时候，
When death is approaching us gradually,
我们里面却有许多的盼望。
We can still have hope.
也许主做的事我们不明白。
Many times we don't understand why God does things a certain way.
也许我们没有信主。
Maybe we are not even a believer.
也许我们从来也不知道死亡的光景是如何。
We never really give a thought about how death is like.
当死亡慢慢逼近我们的时候，我们有一点明白一点点。
But when death approaches, we start to understand a little bit.
我们知道死亡不是平白无故过来的。
We know it doesn't just come to us for no reason.
他不只要索取我们的生命
，Not only death wants to take our life，
他更是要索取我们的灵魂
，But also our soul。
我们在主的面前有什么用呢
？So what's the use we have to God？
我们真的能够在主的面前说主，你给我一点点的希望和盼望
？We ask Lord, give us just a little bit of hope, Lord。
今天早上我要跟弟兄姐妹分享。
And what I intend to share with you this morning。
我们在这个世上生命是有限的。
Is that life is limited？
也不在我们的手中，生命在我们的手中。
And we have no control of our life。
我们自己以为好像都在我们的手中。
And we thought we have control over things in our life。
也许我们现在生意、事业、家庭一切都很顺利。
Maybe every aspect in our life is doing great right now。
我们从来没有遇到过这些的事情。
And we never had to worry about things I encounter。
但是我要跟弟兄姐妹分享。
But I want to share with you。
不管你走上哪一班的列车。
Doesn't matter which train you hop on。
你都在死亡的列车上面。
It's all heading toward the same destiny。
你也许是慢慢的接近。
We are all approaching death gradually。
也许你现在停止还没有接近。
Maybe you are very slow approaching or you are stopping for a moment。
但是你都在接近的里面。
But we are all heading that direction。
死亡没有放过你。
Death will not let us go。
当死神慢慢来临的时候
，When the angel of death approaches，
你就知道说主啊
，You will know and you will say, Oh Lord，
我们的生命是有限的。
We truly have limited life。
如果你今天没有信主
，If you are not a believer of Jesus Christ yet，
今天是一个机会。
This is your chance。
机会也不在你的手中。
And this chance is not even in your hand。
你一出了这个门
，Once you walk out this building，
你也不知道。下一步会发生什么事
？We have no idea what's going to happen right after that.
在我们的手中掌握不了任何的事和物。
Indeed, we control nothing with our own hands.
今天你把你自己交在我们生命的主里面。
So please entrust yourself in the hand of the Lord of life.
让你的生命有希望。
So that you can have hope.
让你自己觉得。自己有把握。
And then you have the assurance.
当你走出这个门的时候。
Knowing that when you walk up to this building.
耶稣是你唯一的救赎主。
The Lord is your Redeemer and Savior.
我们有点祷告。
And let's spend some time in prayer.
主，我们把每一位弟兄姐妹交在你的面前。
Oh Lord, we entrust everyone here in your hand.
也许你已经信了耶稣。
Oh, my dear friend, maybe you have believed in Jesus.
也许有些福音朋友从来没有信过你。
Or maybe you're just a gospel friend that you have never believed in him.
今天是一个机会。
This morning is your opportunity.
当我们把自己的手交在我们生命的主的面前。
When you give your hand to the Lord of life.
说主啊，我愿意把这一生一世交在你的面前。
Telling him that I'm willing to entrust my life in your hand.
虽然我没有见过你。
Yes, I have not seen you with my own physical eyes.
但是我确实信你。
But I believe.
我确实爱你。
And I love you.
因为知道我这一生有无比荣光的大把握。
I know there is great assurance filled with glory.
把自己交在你的手中。
And I trust myself in your hand.
走在你的面前。
Help me to walk on your path.
即使死亡的列车慢慢接逼近我们的时候。
Even when the angel of death approaches us.
但是死亡却不能够逼近我们。
And death has no hold on us.
主啊，抓住我们每一位。
Oh Lord, hold on tight to each one of us.
让我们一生来信你。
So that we will believe you all the days of our lives.
成为神家中的人。
To become a person in your household.
奉靠你宝贵的圣名。
In Jesus' name, Amen.
Amen.